Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you very much, President, and thank you for giving me the floor, giving us this opportunity. I'd like to start by congratulating you for the work that you have been carrying out as a president this annual meeting on Protocol 5 on ERW, and also recognize the support provided by the ISU. I'd like to reiterate the conviction of Peru and its belief in multilateralism, IHL, and we all have to work to strengthen this protocol and make it more universal, and in a general way to ensure the integrity of the CCW Convention. As a high contracting party to Protocol 5 since 2009, and as a state party to the different norms that are part of IHL, Peru has been implementing Protocol 5 on ERW that are not exploded, and also on AXO. And we like to refer to the statements that were made on 8th of November on assistance to victims, clearance of land, and technical assistance on a permanent manner. Peru is carrying out training activities in the armed forces dealing with explosive artifacts on the territory with a view to destroying these artifacts, munitions, and ERW, those that were launched or dropped and that did not explode, and also to remove ERW and unexploded ordnance. All of this information is contained in our annual report, in addition to the information that we provide during our work on Protocol 5. In conclusion, I'd like to express our support to your work to ensure the success of this conference, reaffirming the value added that is provided by this protocol. And this includes states parties to the AP2 and the Cluster Munitions Convention. Thank you.